the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi, hello, welcome.
Hello. Oh my God, can I just say thank you to all our podcasters who have been messaging us with the code word mayo. It has brought us joy.
We had forgotten that we'd asked you to say it,
and we were
getting
DMs
saying mayo. We're like, what are these people doing? And then it struck us like a bolt of lightning.
Our brains are like sieves. I mean, imagine that. We set a quest for people to text us mayo, then we get the message and we don't know what it's about.
Incredible.
If that's not how we live our radio life, I don't know what
But thank you. We lol every time we get one.
Yep. And people apologising. Lol, sorry, I'm late. Mayo.
Sorry, we forgot.
Yes.
Let's play the show.
Yeah.
Those Two Girls.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is Friday. We have made it through our first week back on air, guys.
Things start to function again at this time of the year. I think it's a write-off from
first week
early December. Well, actually, it's a write-off until after Australia Day, I think. Wow. We've still got another week of
She's preparing us for bad
shows, I think, before people really want us to get it together.
Well,
and then we'll start coasting to Easter.
Yes.
Guys, earlier in the week, you in particular, Sarah, heaped on me about the fact that I don't let my husband, Dane, eat butter and mayo on a sandwich together. He doubles the fat. He doubles down on the condiments, and I think it's a no.
I think you're some
kind
of...
Why are we talking about this
so much? I think you're some kind of spousal food dictator. I don't think it's healthy in an emotional sense.
I'll tell you what's not healthy, the amount of butter he puts on. Now, it came to my attention via meme that in Danish...
That's ironic because your husband's name is Dane.
It is ironic. In the land of the Danes... The Danish actually have a word for when you put so much butter on bread that when you take a bite, it leaves teeth marks. We all know that feeling. We all know that sight.
Is
they
the word,
have a word.
Is the word rat?
A rat? No. What?
Why
no.
would it be?
Why would it be
You know,
rat?
Like a rat leaves teeth marks when it's been eating food. Or a mouse.
Yeah, but you've put so much butter on something. You know, even on a scone, for example.
My, what's it called, your death row meal would be white bread, ham, and a chunk of butter.
Okay, so the word...
Wait, that's your one meal.
Yeah, that's her death row meal.
That's my death row meal.
Fresh white bread, lots of butter,
with ham
and
off
fresh
the bone,
ham,
like
ham
Christmas
bone.
Leftover ham.
What's your... Hold on, we'll circle back to that. Just hold. The Danish word is tansmer. I think that's how you pronounce the O with the slash through it. Tansmer, which translates directly, this is the bit that I love, to tooth butter.
It's quite
so, Sarah,
literal, isn't it?
Your death row meal is fresh white bread, tansmer,
yes.
and ham.
I mean, that sounds a lot more exotic
Doesn't
than what
it?
I said,
See?
Didn't it? Also, okay, let's go back to you, Aaron. Death row meal, what is it?
God, it's so hard. I don't know if I can...
Probably pizza.
Okay, what type?
Like a solid, proper Italian pizza.
Right, not a chain store. You want a
wood fired like it from oven. Italy.
Oh, of course.
Oh
of
God.
Course.
I don't think
the man's
get
got
that
standards even when he's facing the electric chair.
Lise?
I think I'd rather just die than make the decision. Big question. Have you two taken down your Chrissy trees?
Yeah.
What date?
I think it was the 31st of 30th of December it was.
As?
Yeah.
No, mine remains.
Okay, all right. I've got a punter. Because if the thought of taking down your Christmas tree is giving you anxiety, here's your answer. Don't take it down.
Why are you asking this question when you had sticks for a tree?
Sarah, shut up about the sticks of my tree. Yeah. Stop it. Just let it. That is my tree. It is who I am.
She just let her dog take her tree apart for her.
Shut up. I've taken mine down. I've taken it down on the 27th.
I bet it did. It probably took 3 seconds, bundled them up and made a fire.
She just lit the tree as it was.
There's a new trend, guys, which is don't take your Christmas tree down at all and use it as a permanent reflection of the seasons. For example, if you look at the hashtag Valentine's Tree, you will be assaulted with incredible images of pink and red and Cupid hearts and ribbons and candy.
So hang on. This is a cover for lazy people who are like, yes, I put in so much effort putting that bastard of a tree up. It's staying. I'm not taking it down. I'm going to come up with an excuse to keep it up in its nook.
What they're saying, Sarah, it's called the transitioning of the tree. You go from Christmas into, okay, here, Australia Day perhaps, throw a few marsupials in there, a few flags, a few jars of Vegemite, could work. Then we go into Valentine's Day. Perfect. Make it festive. Then what do
then
we go
what,
into?
Going into Easter.
St. Pat's.
Okay, but we're not Irish.
Well, I know, but there's heaps of Irish people here and people do celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
So you're wanting people to keep their Christmas. We're currently in March and what, Easter's April. Then you've got Christmas in July, so you can redecorate it with Christmas.
Bring it out.
Then I think there's a, is there a Labor Day or a Queen's Birthday holiday in there?
Make it Queenie.
Okay.
Put a little crown on it.
And then full circle,
and
you're
then
at Christmas.
Have Haz and Megs like at the bottom of the tree.
Slightly away from
slightly
everything
away,
else.
Slightly away, like in a Canadian-inspired chalet. It's like the baby Jesus in his, instead of him being in his crib, it's just
they
Harry
whom shall not be spoken. They're like Voldemort.
How do we feel about it? Aaron, you've still got your Christmas tree up. Can you commit to the transitional tree?
No, I think I'll just leave it as it is till Christmas.
You know what? You'll be one of those people that just leave their Christmas lights on their house all year round. I'm having a party in a few months. I'll leave them up. Oh, here we are. It's Christmas again. I'll dust cobwebs off the solar lamp.
Even if you're not going to take this trend on, at least do yourselves the favour of going onto Instagram and looking at all the different Valentine's trees. They're quite remarkable.
Okay, I won't do that.
Sarah, do it. You like colourful garbage, pink stuff.
Hang on. You pitch this
You're
story.
You're the girly one.
Well, you do it.
Do you like it? You love Cupid. You love love. You love Cupid and
I don't love love.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lee, do you remember in your childhood the moment your parents firmly taught you the value of a dollar?
100%. I know exactly what it was.
Me too.
We were standing in an aisle at Woolworths and Mum pointed to a large jar of plum jam versus the small jar of plum jam. And she taught me there and then in that moment to look at the grams versus the price.
Wow. That means you were doing division and multiplication in that Woolies aisle. How old were you?
Oh, God, I would say about 23.
Well, you and I witnessed a mother schooling her child when we had lunch the other day in a large shopping centre food court. There were four kids at the table with their grandmother, one of whom was a little baby. And you and I had both been looking at her because she was very, very cute. Mm. And the mother came back and she leant over, spoke to one of the older girls who would have been 9 or 10, I'd say. And when Mum walked away, the older girl was sobbing, okay, tears running down her face. And the mum locked eyes with Lise and me as we were sitting there. And she said, do you want to know what my daughter's crying about? And we said, yes, we've got nothing better to do. Tell us. And she said,
incite rage in other mothers.
I think so.
They must look at us and go, yes, those women are filled with hate.
Yeah. Or they are kindred spirits. She said, I've taken the kids to the movies. I've given them lunch and I've told them I'll get them an ice cream. But I just went to check out the ice cream prices up here in the foodie. $7.80 per ice cream. Now, times that by four kids, that's
too much.
Too much money. More than $30.
That's right.
Now,
So she said to her kids, don't worry.
You'll still get an ice cream.
We're not getting those. I'm going to nick down to Woolies, buy a four pack of Cornettos or Magnums, pick your poison.
We're
what
talking
do you want?
$5 for a four pack. Mm. And that was what inspired
it was the undoing.
Yep. And we don't blame the little girl. And we stand firm with the mum because every child has that moment where budget mum or budget dad kicks
emerges.
In. Can I tell you what mine was? Cast your mind back, 1989, on a visit to Dreamworld on the Gold Coast in Queensland. And at the exit at that time, they had a display case of porcelain dolls.
Hideous.
Revolting. I had two of them. And I was really in that phase of life. And I said to my mum and dad, look at this one.
You're
She's
nine.
Glorious. Nine. She's beautiful. Mum said, oh, she is very, very pretty. Look at that laced frock from the 1870s. And I said, Dad, may I have it? And Mum said, oh, it is beautiful. And I said, Dad, it's only $32.
in the late 80s, that's the equivalent of $3,000.
And Dad just looked at me and said, no. And I knew it was because I'd said the word only.
How dare you, you okay. spoilt brat.
That's right. So I was that little girl in the food court.
Did you cry?
I want my Victoriana porcelain doll. And I didn't get it. But I remember the value of a dollar. So we stand strong with Budget Mum.
Budget Mum is a queen.
She is.
Okay? There's budget dads out there. It
for
doesn't
sure.
matter
for sure.
what the gender.
Yep.
So you've got to be tight with your purse strings to piss your kids off.
It's those two girls.
That's the moral of the story.
Very serious news piece that I'm about to bring to you right now. There is a street named Butthole Lane in England, Sarah.
That's not a very British name.
Well, it's not, but this is the name of a little lane in Shepshed,
sounds like a children's book.
Shepshed, Loughborough or Loughborough in the UK. Their beloved street is named Butthole Lane. And
why?
The council, that's just what it was named, okay?
It's got to be a joke.
Now, the council, it's a very, very popular Instagrammable site,
sure
of course. Lots of tourists flocking to Butthole Lane to take
it?
A photo with the Butthole Lane signage, Sarah. Okay, now the council have stepped in, spoken to the residents of Butthole Lane and said, Butthole Lanians, gather and unite. Let us have a meeting. Let's make it tight.
Oh,
God.
So they had a meeting, Sarah, and the council said to them, we are happy to rename the street that you reside in. We understand it's a sensitive...
Sure.
It's a delicate...
It's a delicate conversation to have. And they said, hell no, we don't want to rename our Butthole Lane to anything other than Butthole Lane. We love Butthole Lane. So, hashtag, you can visit it on Instagram, hashtag Butthole Lane.
But the way they would say it in the UK, I don't really know about the different shires.
It's not
but I've
butthole.
Been watching a lot of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I'm quite partial to Charlotte's accent. And I think she would
butthole.
Say it like... Butthole. I think that's how she would say it. In butthole, but Ryan, I need to go to butthole. Like, I think that's
no.
how, it's that real, like, Geordie Shore kind of Essex vibe, isn't it? They don't really say the consonants. And that sounds quite like, butthole, that sounds better than how you're saying it, at least.
Butthole Lane.
Yes, you're enunciating.
How else
way
do you want me to
clearly.
Say it?
Well, you've
this is a real thing, guys.
I preferred it when you told me how you went to that park called Faux Park on the holidays.
True story, though. There is a park in Queensland called Faux Park.
I mean, that's clever.
You don't get it.
But the way
you
Charlotte
know, the
would
term
say it is
like a faux pas. Oh, what a faux pas. There's an actual park called Faux
it's
Park.
It's French, Lise. He doesn't get it.
What? You're a Butthole Lane.
Oh.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one. Yes, it's the first one-word song game of the new decade, not
so
just the new year.
In 2019, I was the firm leader. Those scores are carrying over, so I am sitting at,
they
I think, 17.
Absolutely not.
Aren't they?
New year, new scores.
I'm outraged.
No.
This is amazing.
No.
You've won the premiership.
I might be in with a chance if we're on nil all.
And
I'm
now there's
play
a new
up.
Cup.
Well, I need the first cup from last year, please. Trophy to my desk this time tomorrow.
All right. Exciting.
Okay.
This is how we play the game. Aaron plays one word from a very popular song. Lise or I have to guess it by title and artist.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Word number one is...
Upside down.
Marshmallow.
No.
My love, it's not Marshmallow. It is the, what is his bloody name? He's got tats everywhere on his face that says stay away.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. Circles, Post Malone. I actually love that song.
We're
love
back.
It.
And we played it about 15 minutes ago.
I know, but I actually love Post Malone. I think I have a thing for him, guys.
Oh, the face tats, really?
I just love his music.
Word number two. You need this, Sarah.
Okay. Release. mean, it says Lee's in it.
No,
that's
it says favoring, release.
It
says release.
It's old.
It is old. Yeah. I know it.
Is it Bono?
Hey now, don't dream it's over.
You two, don't dream it's over.
No, it's not you two.
Bono, don't dream it's over.
It is the New Zealanders. Oh, it is the brothers.
Crowded House, don't dream it's over.
Shivers, I handed that to you on a silver bloody platter.
I handed Post Malone to you on a silver platter.
We are in for a tiebreaker.
Who's going to get the gold platter?
No.
Word number three, the decider.
Oh, God.
Here it is. Somebody.
Dua Lipa. Don't show up. Don't
Dua Lipa somebody.
Na 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 na. About me now.
Wow.
If you don't want to leave me dancing with somebody. Don't show up, Dua Lipa. Don't show.
Don't leave me, Dua Lipa. Don't dance with somebody, Dua Lipa.
Oh, God, how many negatives can you throw at Dua Lipa?
Don't switch over stations.
Don't start now, Dua Lipa.
Don't start now? That's a...
We need to roll to one of the alternatives.
Okay.
Word number four, tiebreaker.
Crazy. Baby. Miley Cyrus. Patty USA. I got that fair and square. I got in there, Miley Cyrus, Patty in the USA like that. It rolled off my tongue.
That's a Lee's win.
I am back. It is a Lee's win, but I can't tell you how Aaron. How grateful I am that you've made the scores nil all, because if she's only one ahead this week, I can even this up quite
I am emotionally and physically drained.
We are back next week.
Was it all that talk about Butthole Lane?
Oh. No, we passed that.
Yeah, Sarah, don't bring it back up. You perv.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I'm back.
Tight one word song game.
Yeah.
Butthole Lane tight or just.
Do you want a bonus
yeah,
song?
Yeah, I love a bonus song.
Okay.
All right. Here it is. For a bonus point.
No, Aaron, don't.
You know she gets really angry if you like very obviously show your favoritism towards me. We
you
both
think
know
you're
it's
the
there.
Favorite. You're mistaken. Sorry. Here is the word.
No.
Guy Sebastian, it's his newie. It's
no.
Da, 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 look. Yep. I don't know the name. No. But, it's a Guy Sebastian song.
No. It's called Goat.
You don't want to.
Choir. Guy Sebastian.
No.
Choir.
No. It's his brand
new
one.
How does the chorus go? Come on.
Come on. Let it twerk. Come on. Make it work.
Are you serious?
Come on. Come
let
on.
It twerk.
Let it.
Is it Come On by Guy Sebastian?
No. Come on. Heh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
let
I know.
Work.
Like your heh is not heh helping me.
Let it go.
Let her go. No.
Come on. Let
it go.
He.
Let me.
Drink. Let me drink.
We got there.
Come on. Let me drink.
Let me drink.
Why is it a song about alcoholism?
Maybe he's just dehydrated.
Alcoholism.
It's about
just having a good time, taking a break.
I don't know. Work-life
balance. Work-life balance.
It's gone from singing in a choir.
I know.
To come on,
who
let me
are
drink.
You, Guy Sebastian?
Well, the real Guy Sebastian, please stand up.
Speaking of music, should we share our new favourite team song?
Yes. 100%.
You might not have heard this on your local station because you might be a bit old. But
I heard it for the first time in the car yesterday with Wills and the girls, and all of us suddenly started bopping, you know, like, this is good. I had no idea. Said two words to Aaron. He said,
he
I know it.
He knows it. Here it is.
Oh.
Okay, it's called, it's called it Purple Hat by Sophie Tucker.
Oh.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get the show opener changed to that song? So every show we start with people on the people like a people. On
well,
the people
I would
like
I still
the
want the Christina Aguilera in there. So I would want to go like, ladies, gentlemen, bubble on the bubble on the bubble.
Is that in there? I don't think that's in there.
Well, that was our original show opener, which we still favour.
More than
then
this.
Then it goes,
it was like, ladies and gentlemen, ring the alarm.
Party!
Ring the alarm.
People on the people.
Just with the podcast.
Podcast
Let's
opener.
Let's create a whole, get a whole production team to prepare this for
Let's
us.
Let's do it live.
Okay.
Ladies, gentlemen.
I'm excited
and
I
I'm
feel
ready
like,
to party.
Welcome to the show.
Here we
are.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Your claps were so off then, Aaron.
No, they weren't.
They were.
All right. Purple hat, cheetah print, dancing on the people. Purple hat,
I want that bit. Purple hat, cheetah print, dancing on the people. On the people, I got people on the people. People dancing on the people with the people on the people.
Smoking CO2, see me see you dancing on the people. Whoa, what's CO2? Is that oxygen?
It's carbon dioxide.
Oh, well, why are you smoking carbon dioxide? Is that a form of...
I still think this is taking off Purple People Eater.
Oh, stop it with that, Sarah. All right, let's go, guys. Wrap it up.
Back Monday.
Mayo.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.